The broad consensus heading into today's Bank of England policy decision, at least as of 24 hours ago, was for the central bank to hike rates by 25 basis points. In many ways, it could even be argued that 25 basis points is too aggressive when considering the discouraging economic data this week, highlighted by GDP and employment. At the same time, we don't think the central bank will be in position to be erring on the side of policy accommodation, and we actually think something more than 25 basis points could be forthcoming. There are two primary factors behind this thinking. The first is that inflation has proven to be a major headache for the BOE, and we've reached a point in the cycle where central banks need to be more concerned about inflation risk than they are about growth. Moreover, the UK public's net satisfaction with the BOE's control of inflation is at its lowest levels ever. The second reason is the trend we've been seeing at other central banks. Look no further than recent moves at the RBA, RBNZ, and Bank of Canada. And of course, look at what we just saw with the Fed decision. Central banks have clearly been opting to do more than less on the rate hike front these days. And with that said, we wouldn't at all be surprised to see the BOE come out with a 50 basis point rate hike later today. As far as key levels to watch go, we need to keep an eye on this week's cable low around 119.35 and the weekly high around 123.20. A break above or below will be required for a better indication of the next move. If the BOE only goes 25, this could open the quick retest of the weekly low at 19.35. If, on the other hand, the BOE goes 50, look for a quick pop back above 123.20 and the start to a more significant recovery. Another possibility here is the BOE goes 25 but communicates an uber hawkish message. In this outcome, it's less clear how the market responds, and it's possible this results in just some very choppy, directionless intraday trade. That's all for now.